Hi, this is Chris, back again with a fun fact from the Odyssey scrapbook. Did you know that some scenes from the episode Pipe Dreams were cut out of the final show? Every episode needs to be 25 minutes or less. That means if a show ends up being too long, we have to cut out some scenes. Pipe Dreams ended up being way too long, and many parts had to be cut. During one of them, Charles imagined what a day at the sheriff's office would be like. Let's listen to this never-before-heard scene.
This is the toughest case we've ever had, men. It's baffled the whole department, the FBI and the CIA. In my book, there's only one person who can solve this case.
Who's that, Sheriff?
Detective Chunky Thompson.
Somebody call me?
It's him!
Detective Thompson, we've got a real stumper here.
I know. A double kidnapping of the Tumwiler twins, $1 million jewel heist, and a ransom note.
And it says if Mr. Tumwiler doesn't give the kidnappers all his money and an airplane, they'll poison the world's water supply.
Let me see the note. Captain, tell the Tumwilers not to worry. I'll be right back.
Hey, let go of me, you little pipsqueak!
Why, if it isn't Big Harry Swindler. Thought you could pull off the biggest heist of your life, huh?
And I would've too, if this little kid hadn't have found me. Make him let me go!
How'd you do it, Detective?
I knew the psychological profile of the perpetrator by reading the ransom note. And with a quick analysis of the handwriting and grammar, I knew the author of the note had very little education.
Hey, I graduated!
Kindergarten doesn't count, Harry. I ran the information through my portable profile projector and came up with a few names. But that wasn't the big clue.
It wasn't? What was the big clue?
Right here at the bottom. He signs his name.
Oh, I was just being polite.
Amazing. Take him away, boys.
No! If it wasn't for that kid, I'd be rich!
That's no kid, Swindler. That's Chunky Thompson.
Chunky Thompson? Whoa!
That's the story of Pipe Dreams.